Authorities are still searching for answers and for the alleged gunman in the shooting at Brown University 4 days ago. 2 students were killed and 9 others injured. Officials have released photos and video showing a person of interest walking near the campus hours before the shooting. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to an arrest. There's still concern in Providence about the whereabouts of the shooter. Providence Mayor Brett Smiley tried to provide reassurance to residents this evening.
The best information we have is that there is no credible, actionable, specific threat that has occurred since Saturday. And in order to enhance and ensure the safety of our community, we have stepped up law enforcement efforts throughout the city in a precautionary measure.
For more, I'm joined now by Juliet Khayyam. She's a professor at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government and former assistant secretary at the Department of Homeland Security in the Obama administration. Juliet, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you heard officials there asking for the public's help, releasing these images. From your experience, how helpful could this be, these images in particular, and what do you make of the fact that they still have not identified or found this suspect?
Yes. I mean, in some ways, this isn't really a manhunt because they don't know who the man is. I mean, manhunt is generally you have an image or even a name and you're going after them, you know, talking to family and friends. It is remarkable and unusual in this day and age with that many cameras, with students with phones, that they cannot seem to get a great picture of his face. He was, of course, masked in some of these pictures or in all the pictures. So this will be helpful for the sole purpose of convincing someone who recognizes him, who already knows him, to come forward. He has a unique gait. He has a unique physique and a stocky walk. If you knew him, you might be able to identify him. So that with the pictures with the ransom is simply trying to lure family and or friends to come forward. But if you just pass this guy on the street, you would not know who it was.
In these kinds of cases, though, the longer it goes on, does it make it less likely that they'll find this person?
Well, there's two pieces to that. One is, look, they had a course correction, you know, about a day and a half ago, right, with this person of interest not being the person. And so they lost some time. And losing time means that he can get away and get away further. It also means evidence that he might have left. He was sort of around the area for a couple hours before could be destroyed. There was a lot of snow. I was in Providence. There was a lot of snow that came down after the killings. This time they are using now to collect videos from people who probably didn't know they had them. There's lots of Ring camera videos and other videos that may at some stage give them a better identification.
I'm sure you've seen, too, there have been some reports about tensions between officials in Providence and the FBI, who are also, of course, on the ground investigating, some questions about responsibility. I want to play for you a piece of sound from President Trump yesterday, who spoke to this when he was asked about why it was taking the FBI so long to identify the shooter. Take a listen.
But you'd really have to ask the school a little bit more about that, because, you know, this was a school problem. They had their own guards, they had their own police, they had their own everything. But you'd have to ask that question really to the school, not to the FBI. We came in after the fact, and the FBI will do a good job, but they came in after the fact.
Juliet, what do you make of what the president had to say there?
The school has no arrest or investigatory authority. I think there are great questions about the university, or to the university, about essentially its accessibility. What has it learned from this? How is it going to protect students when they come back? But the investigation is clearly led by local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies, including the FBI. I'm not disclosing anything. The Rhode Island Attorney General said it, that the FBI basically got way ahead of the investigation. FBI Director Kash Patel has a very destructive habit of putting things on Twitter before they can be verified. And so what happened is when they had that person of interest, all focus went there because the FBI essentially announced it, and then they had to unwind it. The challenge, of course, as I said, is not only did they lose time, you're really beginning to have a community lose confidence. And that you cannot have. It just, it looks like they're too divided. They did a regroup press conference about an hour ago. FBI was back at the table. Everyone was talking about unity of effort, and one can hope that they find this guy or identify him at least so that the hunt can begin.
I mean, Juliette, I want to tap into your expertise to ask you about the other mass shooting that we are following. That was the one targeting Hanukkah celebrations at Bondi Beach in Australia. We reported authorities are now calling it a terrorist attack. The Australian Prime Minister said it appears to be inspired by ISIS. We reported they found homemade Islamic State flags in the shooter's car. From your expertise, is there a resurgent ISIS threat to be worried about here?
Yes. I mean, I think there's no question about it. It's been one that we've been watching through 2025. It's not as organized. There's not that as the same kind of leadership. But basically, about 4 months ago, ISIS said or, you know, put statements out about targeting Jewish organizations or Jewish meetings, anything that would be public. We saw this now in Australia, but we can't forget. Also, two service members were killed in Syria on Friday by someone who, by ISIS. And so we do worry in the counterterrorism field about this resurgence as ISIS looking at a world destabilized, and much of the world, Europe, Russia, China, and the U.S. are focused on other things. So it's a tragedy and might, you know, and is a sign of what ISIS wants to happen in 2026.
Juliette Kayyem of Harvard Kennedy School of Government. Always good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.